But first this morning, joining me live over the phone is Mr. Adam Guild, art teacher at Star Valley High School and the State Art Symposium. Another great showing for Star Valley High School art students. Good morning, Mr. Guild. They just keep getting better. Every year we think, man, I don't know if we can top that. And then they do. A nice showing again.
Yes, thanks for having me on. And yes, I was completely surprised. Last year we set that record of 131 ribbons. We didn't think we'd ever catch that again. And then we kind of blew that out of the water. So it was pretty awesome.
That's very cool. Now, for those who are maybe unfamiliar with the State Art Symposium, this is all, I mean, what is it, 68 schools, I think, in the whole state? There's no classes. I mean, everybody's in it, right?
Yes, there are 68 schools. Everybody, what they do is they take the total number of entries, they divide it by, so they give 25% a ribbon. And so 75% goes home without a ribbon.
Gotcha. And how did Star Valley end up performing? It was really good. Give us some of the numbers.
Yeah, it was really good. We ended up, one of the things we're the most proud of, we had 143 different students enter a piece into the symposium. We had 85 different students win a ribbon, which there's only like two or three schools in the entire state that won more ribbons than we had kids win a ribbon. And so that just tells us that we have a big future coming up ahead of us. We had 85 different students win a ribbon. And then we ended up with 172 ribbons overall.
And you said the record set previously last year was how many?
131.
And so you blew past it. Like, wasn't even close. Congratulations to you and all the students who participated. Along with those ribbons, Mr. Guild, I understand there was a few exceptional individual outcomes. I'm talking Caitlin Bach, Emmy Call, Hannah Hunsaker, Grace Morrison, Shayla Frazier. Maybe go down that list, if you would, and tell some of the big individual accomplishments.
Yeah, so Shayla Frazier was our top like winner ribbon. She won 13 ribbons. So that we thought that was pretty awesome. Emmy Call was first place in the portrait life drawing. So they have a model and then have a competition to draw live from the model, and she took first place in that. And then we had Caitlin Bach that was in the top five. Her piece will be on display at the Wyoming State Capitol for a year with that. And then we had two, Hannah Hunsaker and Paisley Neal, who had pieces selected that will be in the governor's mansion for a year.
Very, very cool. And I think Grace Morrison had the 3D piece, right?
She had the
student 3D choice, yeah.
Student choice piece.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very cool. Very cool. Mr. Adam Guild on the air this morning. Great accomplishments from the art program once again at Star Valley High School. Today is the art show at the high school, correct? Give us the details on that.
Yes, that's correct. We'll have it set up by about noon today. It's open to the public from 5 to 7. It will also be open until noon tomorrow morning. And so people can come view it whenever they want to view it. It's pretty awesome. There's going to be a lot of art there. All of the ones that we won will be on display, minus those few that will be taken to Cheyenne and the governor's mansion. But all the rest of them will be there. And so it should be awesome. There's a lot of great stuff. You need to really come down and see what these kids do. It's actually truly amazing. Some of the stuff that they're doing now is really at a professional level. It's pretty awesome.
That's incredible. So go see the art show tonight. See these pieces on display 5 to 7 p.m. at Star Valley High School. Mr. Guild, again, congratulations to the art program, all the students. Anything you'd like to mention while we have you today in regards to this?
You know, I just want to thank our community. I had teachers come up to me and legitimately ask me, what do you guys do in your program? Every time I went to give a piece of ribbon, it was from Star Valley High School. And that just is a test to how we get this community support from the parents to the school district to our local principals. And then the students just work really, really hard. And so I'm just glad that I can teach in a place that supports in the arts.
Mr. Adam Guild, Star Valley High School art teacher. Go see the art show today at Star Valley High School. 5 to 7 p.m. is when it is open to the public. Mr. Guild, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.